With your latest news, I'm Kirstlee Fuller. Cabinet orders amendments to several bills. At their March 4th meeting, they approved the issuance of formal drafting instructions to the Legislative Drafting Department to prepare amendments to the Airports Authority Act. They also greenlit approved amendments to the Notaries Public Amendment Bill and the Criminal Records Spent Convictions Amendment Bill. The planning minister tells MPs the review of Plan Cayman, the National Development Plan, continues, with the Development Plan Appeals Tribunal currently putting together its report for Cabinet. The Honorable Jay Ebanks says the tribunal reviewed the objections and representations submitted in relation to the draft of the 2024 planning statement.
The tribunal held four hearings during the latter part of 25 and a further three hearings in January, February of 26. These hearings took place across all three islands, with participations limited to individuals who made submission during the 24 consultation period and confirmed their willingness to participate.
The tribunal will ultimately submit planning statement documents to the Parliament for approval. Leader of the Opposition, the Honorable Joey Hugh.
Will there be another opportunity for public consultation even during the zones, or will this now move into the full review of the plan?
After that is finished, the next review is to actually start to move in the review of the full plan, sir.
Can the Honorable Minister update us as to how many zones, or what is the thinking of the government at this point in carrying out the review of the plan, and will that include the three islands or just Grand Cayman as it is?
The next stage is to carry it to Cabinet for Cabinet approval and then to be able to come to Parliament. So at that time, Cabinet will be able to see everything that was put forward from all of the hearings and from what the tribunal has actually implemented in putting forward for the development plan.
Minister Ebanks says at that time, his ministry will be able to, quote, give a broader statement with regards to the details. Sticking with planning matters, the Central Planning Authority is meeting on Wednesday. Classic 5 LTD is back before the board, pitching its contested application for 23 townhomes on Selkirk Drive at Prospect. That matter was previously sent to the National Conservation Council, as the application site contains patches of seasonally flooded mangroves. Ural Towers also has a townhome application on the agenda. Theirs for 9 units on Spots Newland Road. Alder Estates pitched for 32 apartments, 11 townhomes, and other buildings, including a new pickleball court on Willie Farrington Drive in West Bay, will also be discussed. And Grand Harbor is hoping for a thumbs up on its proposed application for a new commercial building at the corner of Crewe Road and Edgewater Way. The CPA will consider an application for land clearing on Sunnyfield Road in Northside, land previously subject to an interim directive imposed by the NCC regarding blue iguana critical habitat, a directive that was lifted by Cabinet in November. The subject property is 121 acres, and this application is to clear three of those for agricultural purposes. There's also an application for a proposed boardwalk over Iron Shore on Rum Point Drive at Northside, and Cayman Prep and High School is applying for a speed bump and flow restrictor plates on Smith Road. You can find the full agenda online at planning.ky. Now with the check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kirstlee Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Germany and Britain say they see no expanded role for them in the wider war against Iran. Germany stressed that the conflict had nothing to do with NATO and said its military would not help tackle Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer said he didn't want to be drawn further into the Middle East conflict. The United Arab Emirates says it's been countering further missile and drone attacks from Iran. The authorities say fires that broke out at major oil terminals have been contained. The Israeli military says it's been conducting limited ground operations for several days against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The army said it was protecting residents of northern Israel. Russia has conducted a rare daytime attack on the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. Waves of drones targeted the city as residents travelled to work. Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, also came under attack, with one person injured. Kenya's foreign minister says his country has agreed with Russia that no more of its citizens will fight for Russia in Ukraine. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, insisted that Kenyans had voluntarily signed military contracts, but reports suggest many were in fact tricked into joining the armed forces. BBC News.